The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Back to Cork, because Cork-based Atlantia Clinical Food Trials has a worldwide business, and I bet you've never heard of them. What the clever people behind this company do is do similar trials with food as one might do with drugs, making sure the manufacturers aren't poisoning us. This morning, they're joining us on the Sunday Business Show because they need help from you, Team SBS. They're starting a trial aimed at the 75,000 people estimated to have arthritis, and they want you to help them get in touch. Barry Skillington is director of Atlantia, and he's in the studio. Morning, Barry.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
You're looking for people primarily in Cork because they have to come into you.
Correct. So right now we have a database of volunteers which is in Cork and Cork County. They've participated in the studies that we run. They have to be in Cork because they have to come to clinic. We do have expansion plans, obviously, for online stuff that will move us national and international. But right now, it is predominantly Cork, yeah. So that particular trial is recruiting at the moment. There's a lot of press being around it in the recent past. But it's one of many trials that we're running. We run trials in a lot of different health areas. We run the gamut of all the health areas, including digestive health, some trials in cardiovascular, some stuff in skin health, immunity, cognitive. So we are a professional CRO, so it's a clinical research organisation. We're a spin out of UCC about 4 years ago, and we now employ 27 people in Cork. We have two offices right now, and we're moving in the next couple of months to a single site in Blackpool. So what we do is, and I suppose people don't understand, drugs are tested to a very high standard. What we do is we operate to the same standard in functional foods, foods that have a physiological benefit besides the nutrition. So extracts of fruit. You've seen, you know, yogurt drinks that plant stanol esters that reduce cholesterol. Those type of stuff have all gone through this kind of clinical rigor, and we provide that rigor in Ireland. We're the only commercial CRO in Ireland that do this in food. There is many drug companies that test pharmaceuticals. We're the only one that tests food. So it's a huge market globally. It depends on what categories are included, but generally speaking, about 150 billion globally is the size of this market, set to reach 250 billion by 2024. So it is growing exponentially.
Do you know Susan Hayes, the positive economist?
I do not.
She's from Cork.
Right.
I love interviewing people from Cork. I don't have to ask any questions.
You don't.
I could have actually left the studio about a couple of minutes ago. And you've just told me everything. It's wonderful. But go back to your arthritis trial.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to trial? Are you going to feed these people specific foods and see what the outcomes are?
Correct. So we have sponsored companies who have extracts, supplements, whatever they may be. And they're all food derivatives. So they will come to us and we will set out criteria on what it is they want to achieve. So there's a primary outcome in every trial and some secondary outcomes. So in this particular case, they want to improve symptoms of osteoarthritis. So bearing in mind that consumers are now using foods as a preventative medicine almost.
Nutraceuticals, is that what
nutraceuticals,
you're called? Nutraceuticals,
yeah.
Nutraceuticals, thank you very much.
So you've got nutraceuticals, you've got pharmabiotics, you've got all these terms that are coined in the industry, and they're all very relevant. So consumers know more now than they used to know about food and health and how the two are interrelated. And I suppose companies around the globe are seeing, not just big brands. I mean, we trial for the biggest brands on the planet, the blue chip companies.
How did you come across them, or how did they come across you?
Well, we go to a lot of trade shows. We do a lot of travelling. Myself and Andrea Doolan, who's the CEO, we travel extensively in the US. Now about to take off in the Asian market. We have a sales agent in Asia.
How much travel do you actually do?
It goes in bursts, but I mean, once a month we would travel, and then sometimes it goes in runs. So we go in and out of the States quite a bit to the biggest trade shows, meet these blue chip companies. I mean, it's cold calling, and I am the director of sales and marketing. I go to these companies at these shows and I introduce Atlantia and the services we offer. And it can be a long sales process. It's a soft sales process in some respects, I guess. But what we offer is very niche and very relevant to their business. So they become, if they're at the clinical stage in their program, they become very interested very quickly. And I can't name names for confidentiality reasons, but I mean, you look in your store cupboard or your kitchen cupboard at home, and the biggest names in there are the people we've trialed for. Other companies you've never heard of, excuse me. So companies have extracts, they have ingredients that they sell to each other, they're blended into foods, and we apply the rigor of the testing in human beings that makes sure that these products actually are efficacious and
beneficial. Are there loads of similar companies like yours around the globe?
There's not. We're, as I said, the only CRO in Ireland that do this in food. We're one of a handful in Europe, and
nice
we're one of a handful
for you, isn't it?
It's very niche. The barrier to entry is big. You need a lot of expertise in the field to get in and be credible in what you do. So we're very lucky. We have the APC Microbiome Institute in UCC. Phenomenal group of people. We have a fantastic volunteer database that get involved in the trials. Without them, this could not happen. So we're up to about 13,000. We have a marketing company full of
13,
marketing
called what?
Volunteers who they come, they get involved in the trials if they meet the criteria. So Fuller Marketing in Cork is a company that we use very well, expose us to, I suppose, to the volunteer database and introduce Atlantia for the different trials that we do, you know. So yeah, I mean, if they meet that criteria, they can be involved in the study, and we do pay volunteers for their, you know, time and efforts. It's not, I mean, we don't coerce people with money, but it's just to cover your expenses, really.
4 years, you've got 27 employees. You're in how many countries?
We operate in Ireland. Our clinics are Ireland only. Yep. Our market, though, is globally. I mean, Australia, Asia, America.
But you have actually got
only
companies
clinics.
Down in Australia.
No,
yeah?
Only clinics in Ireland. Yeah. Yeah, so only clinics. But we have client base in those countries, yeah. Yeah.
How big can you go? What's the dream?
The dream is to put clinics on the ground in the US. It is difficult and expensive. We need to replicate what we do here. We run to GCP standard, which is good clinical practice. That is very rare for a CRO. It's an expensive accreditation to maintain. So, but that is what we absolutely would do in the US.
Do you have funding?
We don't right now. We haven't had no funding. EI have been quite good in terms of some of the smaller funds in with graduates, placements and stuff. So that's been good for us. That's not to say we never will go for funding. But we're building our portfolio right now and credibly growing. I mean, we're growing steadily, doubling our turnover, you know, doubling it every year.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
So in next year, when you come back to the Sunday Business Show, what will you be doing?
Hopefully, we will be well on the way to our site in the US. We'll have increased our market footprint globally, even though we do have sales agents. As I said, in Singapore, we have one in Europe, and there's me. Myself and Andrew go around and travel. We will increase that footprint, you know, exponentially over the coming years. It's a huge market, and what we do, we're very credible. We have a good reputation, and that is very important in this industry. So repeat sales from some of the biggest companies in the world will... You know, we don't want to be a megalith, but we certainly want to be able to service the market.
Go on, be a megalith.
Well, all right then. We want to be a megalith.
Before I let you go, you better give a shout out for the trial again. Who do you want? When do you want them? How do they
people
get
with
to
osteoarthritis? Really, if they have knee pain, that's really enough. There's numbers in a lot of the press. You'll find it online. You'll find it at atlantia.ie. It's on our main website, atlantia.com, as well. So you just call the numbers that are there, and the girls will screen you on the phone and see if you're eligible.
And they will find you at atlantia.ie. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Simple dimple. That is Barry Skillington, director of atlantia.ie.
Thanks very much.
And we will put all of the above onto the website so you can hear back and also find out more about Atlantia. Barry, thanks as usual for coming on to the Sunday Business Show. And after the ad break, we are going to talk about turning your big idea into millions.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.